This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Final exams started this past weekend at the University of South Florida, so armed with a recorder and some very strong coffee, I went around the Tampa campus in the 3 days before tests began to see how USF helps students deal with stress.
Dang it, I'll make one. I'm sorry.
I started in front of the main library at 6 Wednesday night, where USF student government held a tailgate games event. While some students were taking swings at piñatas, senior health science major Chase Leone played a game of trash ball.
It's like a beer pong, but there's no beer and it's trash cans, so it's a lot more interesting.
Between throws, Leone explained why he had stopped by.
It's relaxing, it's fun, it's opening yourself for just a couple minutes to talk to people and just relax.
Senior Elena Keith handed out candy bars bearing inspirational messages like, "You've got this," or "You can do it." The director of academic affairs said during the week her group would give out 500 care packages and hold a late-night breakfast at the Marshall Student Center.
We feel like it's students' government's job to help them, so I feel like students can succeed academically by de-stressing. So we're really just here for the students, letting them have an outlet to de-stress and so that everyone can have some fun.
Before I left, Leone tried one last no-look toss, throwing a soccer ball towards the group of garbage cans.
This one's for WUSF.
Around 9 p.m., I headed over to the Marshall Student Center computer lab, where about 20 students quietly worked on projects. I stepped outside with Senior Roberto Navarrete, who was manning the lab's information desk, so as not to disturb them.
Students come here not only because the library is kind of packed, but also because we do offer solutions for them. So if they need help with software programs or even just small little things like fixing documents for them or even just printing stuff, we're always available to help out.
Around 11 p.m., the Starbucks inside the USF library was packed with students needing a late-night caffeine fix. At one table, a trio of first-year public health master's students held their weekly study session. Shirley Castillo says meeting in a coffee shop has its advantages over home.
I've had them over to study at my house, and right around 10, 11 o'clock, I'm like, you know what, guys? I'm going to go to bed now.
When students got tired of studying, they could catch a late-night golf cart ride to their residence halls or vehicles from USF's SAFE team. While his coworker sat in the passenger seat, cramming for a calculus exam, senior Drake Hendricks said a mostly online course load meant he could put more hours in driving for SAFE. He also knew he had one other advantage over some when it comes to stress relief.
And thankfully, I'm 21, so I'm able to have a drink now and then to help cope with a lot of exams.
At about 11:55 Wednesday night, a sizable crowd left the library temporarily. They gathered just outside the front door for student government's final chill-out event, the Midnight Scream. According to Elena Keith, it's a practice that's grown popular at other universities. Students exit the building they're studying in, and as a group, scream as loud as they can before they head back inside, reinvigorated.
6, 5,
you may want to turn your radio down just a little.
2, 1, ah!
The screaming went on for over 30 seconds. Afterwards, I caught up with a very relieved Keith.
I was expecting a good, decent amount of people, but not, maybe over 100 or 200 that looks like that are out here right now. So I'm really happy with it. It looks like everyone had a great time. So
it's 10 minutes past midnight. It's Thursday morning. I'm standing by the bull fountain outside the Marshall Student Center. And there's not any students around right here, but the funny thing is if you listen, every couple of minutes off in the distance, you'll hear someone screaming. So apparently there is still a little stress left. Just 10 hours later, I was back in the library talking to Director of Academic Services, Nancy Cunningham.
We have anywhere from 600 to over 1,000 students after midnight coming in and using the library. This is a stressful time for students, and we really hear from them with a fully staffed desk staff ready to go all night long as we move through the end of finals.
What a cutie.
Meanwhile, the furriest relaxation event of the week took place outside the library. More than 20 therapy dogs from the local group Project Pup gathered for Pause and Relax. That's P-A-W-S. Students like freshman accounting major Peyton Gary were able to pet dogs like Gracie, a tiny Chihuahua Terrier mix, and Sadie, a silver Labrador Retriever.
I've been trying to come to events like Pause and Relax because it really helps me out and it really does reduce my stress levels to be around all these little puppies.
The Temporary Petting Zoo is a regular finals event organized by the USF Center for Student Well-Being. I asked Director Jennifer DePreet a question I had heard from some about these anti-anxiety efforts. Is USF just coddling the students? Isn't college about getting them ready for the grind of the real world?
It's all about balance. So it's not so much about needing a rescue dog other than taking a break and finding something that gives you that brief moment to recharge and refresh yourself so that when you go back to your work or you go back to a project, you're refocused, you're re-energized, and you're forging ahead.
That refocusing extended into one of the last events on Friday, when some students lined up an hour in advance to get a 7-minute massage from professional therapists who set up tables in a conference room in the Marshall Student Center. Laura Turley is with Enliven Wellness Works.
It is so common to see shoulder and neck issues. That's typically what they want. And more lower back than I'm used to seeing in a younger population. And I attribute that a lot of desk work, but a lot of texting.
After he got done receiving his massage, I talked to a slightly more relaxed business management senior, Stefan Whiting.
I don't think a lot of universities provide all these services that USF is providing and it definitely helps for students who are getting stressed nowadays.
And at noon Friday, 42 hours after I started my tour, I found one last student dealing with a different kind of pressure. Marketing senior Lauren Richard, who was taking a break from studying for two finals, to pose in 90-degree weather for her graduation photos.
It's very hot out here. It hasn't hit me yet that I'm graduating, but when I was a senior in high school, I never did photos or anything, so I feel like now is the time. Getting a bachelor's degree is a big achievement, so you should celebrate it.
Richard and more than 6,000 fellow students across the USF system will march in commencement ceremonies this weekend, and then the real stress can begin. You can see photos from the week at WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.